Welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 156, being recorded on February 9th, 2021. The Council is now in session, and as with every week, we will make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit?
With a little background and next to no expertise. All Council Cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything whatsoever. Welcome to the council.
You say three. Random shit loud enough that in Audacity up here where it's recording, I can see it in the waveform.
Your microphone's too close to your headphones. And also, he says it really loud. It's like a 1-2 punch. It's like a double whammy, like they say on Anchorman.
Whammy. You whispering it like that really kind of makes me want to enjoy my adventure at Iowa State.
So fun.
Well, why not? You know, the adventure is always there. Something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Just like something to look forward to is you can grow fish, can grow arms? I guess.
Yes! I've always wanted that horrifying thing to happen.
Didn't they used to have arms, and then they turned into people?
What?
Are they de-evolutionizing? What's happening?
Scientists, mad scientists, have started experimenting with fish and human arm DNA, smashing it together, smashing that like button. Just like you guys should do when you're watching this. Smashing those DNA chromosomes together to make like beefy arm fish that can like swim around and grab things right out of the water.
I feel like this can't be right.
Well, that, it's close.
That sounds disturbing.
Well, that's the way I imagined it when I read the article title. I didn't read the rest of it, so I have no idea what happened.
I mean, I guess they're trying to take minor bones that already exist within the fish and they're genetically engineering them to start acting like a radii and ulna, like where they're just the two bones in your forearms. So they're only like growing forearms. So they're going to look like Tyrannosaurus Rex things from
you. You know, I wonder, you know, they talk about fish swapping fins for arms when they come to land, but what if humans went to the water?
Yes.
Would our arms turn to fins?
Yes.
Or something much
100%.
More
would we eventually be webbed breathing water? Would we grow gills? Like
if a mad scientist fish started smashing human DNA together with fish arms.
Yeah.
Or fins, as they call them. Then I could see that happening.
I mean, I like
the more I look at this article, I think this is just stupid.
My favorite part about the article is whoever shared it felt the need to leave in all the fucking URL arguments and make it like a mile long.
Captain Science.
It's longer than like all the other links in this combined.
I wonder who
Captain
shared that
Science.
One.
I did it. It was me.
I mean, we could have just blamed it on Dave.
Oh.
It was Dave's fault.
You know, maybe it was because he was trying to type with his fins and not his arms. I'm not sure.
Ayo, fish jokes.
There you go.
You got a mutant fish, and then they try and say it's growing an arm. It probably ate something that it shouldn't have. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that maybe it would be better if
Coca-Cola
grew, like, lobster arms instead of human arms.
Yeah. It's just a bone. It's just a little tiny protrusion, and they're just extrapolating. They're making up stuff.
They're just making it
thumbs
up.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs up because I found the article. Thumbs down because apparently I shared the link improperly. But thumbs up for everyone being real pals, being true friends, and telling me that I messed up.
What?
I don't know.
I can
it doesn't
see
matter. Somebody else vote.
You know, they've got a picture of a human, a normal zebrafish, and then a mutant zebrafish, and it looks nothing like a human, so thumbs down.
I don't see an arm. I don't know what kind of stuff they're making up just because they're bored. But Captain Science says, no, there's not an arm.
Yes. Nailed it.
That only makes sense. You know, it's a good thing that fish don't have arms, because then they can't open Velcro, which, as everybody knows, is one of the loudest sounds in the world. And apparently, yes, scientists have finally decided that they're going to work on making a quieter version of Velcro.
Thank goodness.
Quiet condoms, oh, and now God. Quiet Velcro?
I use Velcro so much that I often sit around wondering if I can get a quieter version of it.
Did you say that you use quiet condoms with Velcro? What did you say?
No, I said first they came up with quiet condoms, and now they've come up with quiet Velcro?
It's amazing. Okay, because that just
these scientists are out of control.
We're trying to make everything too
but
quiet.
Blaine, how quiet is it?
I mean, they also achieved the quietness with this Velcro with a mushroom shape, so
don't maybe, you hate it when this happened?
Maybe the scientists were
cranked up on the volume. I like the Star Trek episode where T'Pol brings Velcro from Vulcan and sells it to make money for a kid to go to college. Velcro came from the Vulcans.
Really?
It's from the movie. It's from the episodes of Enterprise.
That makes sense.
Well, actually, it wasn't T'Pol. It was her great-great-grandmother.
Well, you know, I guess the Vulcans are probably pretty dumb, though, because they didn't make it quieter like we apparently did on Earth.
Wow. This is, it is known.
But yeah,
I think this is a good thing.
Yeah, they came up with this a new shape. So, you know, Velcro typically is hook and loop, which is how it works. And I guess the ripping sound comes from the plastic hooks as you're undoing them. And they came up with a new shape that's using a mushroom shape instead of a hook. And apparently it has better holding power than a hook, but also doesn't make as much noise when you unrip it.
Yeah, so I was going to ask. I was like, yeah, I can make two things stick together that are pulled apart more quietly. It's called static electricity. And, you know, it doesn't have any holding power. So I only care about this if it is equal to or greater than the holding power of regular Velcro. So
you need the guy with the hard hat hanging from the steel beam. Remember that? Do you guys ever see that commercial?
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. You need that with the Velcro.
No, there you go. That's how they should market this. That makes sense.
Hold on to his hat. Yeah, he wouldn't even hear it when he disconnects and falls to the ground.
How many stunt guys would have to break their legs for that commercial to be made? That'd be a lot of Velcro.
Let's talk about Hollywood. I mean, this is Hollywood, so they're probably only like inches off the ground. But still, the idea of someone hanging from a steel girder at the top of a skyscraper with Velcro made from mushrooms, I don't know.
When we were kids, you told us.
Oh, no.
You said we were watching Indiana Jones. This guy gets thrown off the back of a vehicle down a hill. And you're like, oh, man, that's so sad that he had to die for that shot. And I was like, what? And you're like, oh, yeah, when people die in movies, they actually have to die.
It's like a special payout method. What? It's for people that wanted to commit suicide anyway. They just
got the big insurance policy. Nope. Got the big scene in the movie.
Nope.
I was so traumatized for like all of about 5 seconds. And then you like, you always had this way of like amping it up so that I knew, oh, he's completely full of it. But, you know, there was that split moment where I was a little concerned for that guy's family.
It's like, yeah, Silas, you're signed up to be in one of these movies next week.
Child stars don't last long.
I hope it's not a death scene.
Yep. That's why there's so many kids movies. All the parents send off their kids.
Oh, what's that? I love that Calvin and Hobbes cartoon where Calvin says something about a picture being black and white, and his dad says, oh, no, the world was black and white. We've always had color film. It wasn't until later, until the world started to change and started to be a colorful world. And at first it was kind of grainy, and then it got full color later. But he said, no, no, we always had color film. We've always taken color pictures. We just had a black and white world before. And Calvin said, what?
Completely amazing.
Sounds like something that I would say.
Mm-hmm. You did say that to me.
Well, yeah, that's because I stole it from him.
Oh, fair.
Fair enough.
That works.
I think this is awesome. Mushroom, using mushrooms to make quieter Velcro is amazing.
Yeah. Ooh, so
my only Velcro question about this is, how long does it take to grow the mushrooms?
They actually 3D print them, so.
What?
Okay, thumbs up. That's pretty good.
I give it a thumbs up. They talk a lot about how this won't hook on delicate materials and other clothes.
Oh,
so
wow. Nice.
I give it a thumbs up for that. That's clearly the
very cool
bent of the article.
Thumbs up for shrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm not looking at my camera. I have an extra screen over here.
Well, you might need more screens with this new laptop, which may be able to use Velcro to hold them all together. But this new laptop from...
Actually, they do use Velcro in the pictures here.
From Aurora has 7 screens attached to it.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
And surprisingly, the battery life is an hour.
So surprised.
Surprisingly.
Surprisingly, yes.
I mean, I'm rocking an Intel 9 9900K, 64 gigs of DDR4 RAM, an NVIDIA 1060, 2 terabytes of hard drive storage, and an additional 2.5 terabytes of SSD storage. What the hell? Who is this marketed for?
Oh, like, I want
who do they
that
intend to
edit.
Use this?
I can edit out in the field.
Oh, it's a
like
prototype.
Really quick something.
It's a prototype.
They say it's designed to be a true mobile workstation for everyone from developers to content creators to even well-funded gamers wanting a more immersive experience from a computer they don't have to leave at home.
Oh, bullshit.
No. Have you seen those?
I like the comment from this person on the... I always like to read the comments because usually there's funny shit. And this top one, which might be the only comment. Nope, there's more. But the top one is from Douglas. Says, what does this thing run on? 440 volt three phase?
Oh, man. Tech jokes
are
so over my head.
I like it. I just don't know how you... I don't understand how you fold it up.
Okay, so I've
so
seen
apparently
very
it is
thing.
Four. It's four when folded. It is 4.3 inches thick and weighs 26 pounds.
Oh my god, this is not mobile at
26
all.
Pounds.
Yeah. It looks like folding it would be like trying
what?
To fold like the road map back into like normal
That's
position, and you can never get it. So you just crease it wherever it'll crease, and with this, that it would ruin it.
Yep,
that sounds about
totally,
right.
Totally where I was at with that. Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand why they have, like, the one I don't get is the screens right in the middle. There's, like, two of them right on top of each other. Like, why wouldn't they just made that one giant screen?
Okay, so I totally get that they did this, and so that's great, but why? Why would you need this? What purpose would this serve?
Have you seen a SATCOM computer that sits
in
a suitcase?
I guess if this is like being made rugged to like literally be a fucking mobile forward operating base for some goddamn like operation in middle of nowhere, sure. Like 26 pounds and this much screen is probably better than like all the equipment they have to haul around. And if they can just fit it in a bunch of fucking Pelican cases.
Sure.
I don't know, man.
I love this.
I just,
this one person commented.
I see this, like if the wind blows stiffly, like I see this thing just breaking.
It's pretty sturdy at 26 pounds. This one person wrote, as long as I don't have to sit next to you on a plane with one of these.
I mean, it's a lot of screen real estate for a laptop.
That is a lot of screen real estate.
Also, calling it a laptop is generous.
They also say that Four of the screens are 4K, and the other three are 1920 by 1200.
What?
Yeah, and the seventh screen is actually in the wrist pad, whatever you call it.
Oh, I see it now that you point that out.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of to the right of the track.
God.
What is that? I mean, this has got to be designed to be a battle station, a control.
That way you can play. That way you can play Pong down on your desktop. And, oh yeah, I'm just keeping a little poop.
No, not Pong. Boop. Galaga.
Boop. Yeah, I play Galaga down there.
So
bounces from screen to screen to screen to screen. Where did it go?
If you want to buy one of these, though, apparently you have to sign an NDA and you have to promise that you won't tell anybody how much you paid for one of them.
Designed for DevSecOps.
It's like $10.
Wait. They have a marketing page. Designed for DevSecOps, content creators, data scientists, cybersecurity, day stock commodity traders. Get your mobile SIM requirements taken care of robustly. So they're marketing this kind of to like a rapid response cybersecurity unit. Like if you had like, or at least in this one page. So if you had like an incident at some company that required like investigation for somebody to come in, like they'd roll in with this motherfucker and they'd put it on the, they'd like slam it down onto the desk and you're like, fucking problem solved. That like just cybersecurity over. This guy did it. This thing is huge.
Oh my god. Like, could this do your job, Matt?
Oh my god.
What's that?
Could this just do your job?
Yeah, I don't know why they pay me. You could just replace me and the entire rest of my team with three of these.
Yeah.
I like it. I like 26-pound laptops. I think that looks good. I think that we should all vote yes.
What else we got here?
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed that I just bought a new computer. I would go get one of these instead right now.
Yep.
Yeah, I would not want to know how much you spent on that.
You know,
so that's a good.
This may be perfect for those day stock traders. If you won a lot of money in GameStop stock, you could buy one.
Oh yeah, they're all buying this now. Somebody that went from $20 to like $500,000 on GME. They're just buying this. They're like, I'm going to make my next million on grain.
Oh, wow.
I listened to Bill Burr yell about GameStop.
I will listen to him yell about anything. Well, that man is pissed.
If I find the link, I'll send it to you.
I love Bill Burr. He cracks me up.
You know, speaking of people who are pissed, how pissed would you have to be to take out a article in the New York Times to complain about your
internet? Wall Street Journal.
Only mildly annoyed.
Only mildly?
Well, I don't know how much did it cost?
Mr. Aaron,
how long is
Epstein,
it running for?
It cost him $1,100 to run an ad for one day in the Manhattan and Dallas editions of today's journal, I guess.
That's it.
Isn't it the Wall Street Journal?
Oh, I guess he later said that he paid $10,000 for the ad.
That's pretty pissed.
So Mr. Epstein, who is apparently 90 years old, wrote an article or wrote an ad to CEO John Stankey of AT&T that their internet basically sucks.
Yeah, because all these people suck ass. I love the image that they chose for this. It's just a snail on a mouse.
So unfortunately, this guy, he's in one of those areas where he's stuck in a DSL place where AT&T is like, yep, we're just not going to ever upgrade you. And he is stuck on a 3 megabit per second internet plan. And
my goodness.
And they're just never going to upgrade him, even though people who live down the street have like significantly faster internet.
That sucks.
Wow. Yeah, that's bad.
1.5 megabit. Can you even fucking load anything on that? Let me see if I can emulate that in Firefox or Chrome, because you can set your speed. let's load up Chrome here. Fire up.
Well, and the worst part is he's not even in like the middle of nowhere. Yeah. He's in Hollywood, California.
Yeah, that's pretty disappointing.
And they are just like, yep, nope, you get 3 megabits per second. That's all you get. Too bad for you.
At work, AT&T Fiber, we were trying to get that set up, and AT&T Fiber, and they said no, we can't come out to where you're located unless you pay us a ton of money. And so then Google Fiber contacted us, and we're like, can Google Fiber, can you guys come out here? And they said, yeah, sure, we'll run a line out there. And then it wasn't more than like a week later that AT&T Fiber was contacting us going, we'd be more than happy to run a line out there. And so then I have both fibers coming into the building because Google forced their hand because they weren't going to do it until they knew Google Fiber was coming in. And then now, you know.
Well, this poor bastard was getting 1,500 kbps because he's getting 1.5 meg. Is that what it was?
Three.
But it says he was often provides just 1.5.
Oh yeah, he often gets.
So that's 1500 kbps. Yeah. What do you think his latency probably was? 50.
Bad.
Well, DSL, so it probably isn't bad. Horrible.
I don't know. Let's go with 40.
How bad was it?
All right, I added a custom profile to Chrome here called WSJ Guy. Was it the Wall Street Journal where this was?
I think it's
it was.
Yeah, something like that.
Sweet.
So apparently, on top of that, he was getting ads from AT&T on both TV and in the mail saying that he can upgrade to faster service through AT&T. And every time he'd call them, they're like, oh, yeah, actually, just kidding. You can't.
Even Google just took for fucking ever.
Just getting Facebook. Google to pop up. Man, that reminds me of when we were in Central America, those cheap hostels. And trying to do council cast from there. I was like, hey, guys, can you hear me? Can you see me? Awesome. Can you hear me? And you're like, Silas, how about this? How about you don't show up to council cast anymore?
I mean,
the episodes will be better.
It's not the worst experience. It's not the most pleasant experience. I just loaded Reddit in Chrome with my WSJ guy profile attached. And it took... Wait, is it for real?
I don't know.
No, okay, that's got... Hold on, let me clear the page. Can I do a hard reload?
Yeah, so apparently not only does he have AT&T internet, but he also pays for Charter Spectrum's cable internet. But he still... Which I think gets him faster speeds, but he still refuses to use it and just uses the slow DSL.
What?
I don't understand.
Well, when you know how to use one thing.
I thought I saw something where... Oh, and not only that, he pays $100 a month for the phone and internet service.
It took 93 requests, 2 megabytes transferred. From the initial request to finish, it took 12.2 seconds for Reddit to load.
Oh, my God.
The Tesla
Reddit.
Motors subreddit.
.com and done.
I thought there was...
Yeah, I can remove my thing and see what happens.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, and the best part is this guy's been an AT&T customer since 1960.
That's, I don't know. Thumbs up to this old guy for being like, I know how newspapers work. I can't seem to get my internet to work, but I'll get this newspaper. I'll stick the newspaper on him.
1.3 seconds on my unrestricted test.
So it's 12 times slower.
Yeah.
At least.
I mean, which kind of
10 times slower, I guess. That's pretty bad.
Yes. Hello. Who am I speaking to? Oh, this is customer service at Shitty Tech Company. How can we help you today? I was wondering if I could get better service.
Let me put you on hold. Let me put you on hold.
We really don't have any of that.
I saw an advertisement.
Yeah, that's not for you.
This.
Oh, YouTube's even worse.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to go to YouTube.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. This is awesome.
That's terrible.
Thumbs up for writing the letter, though. I mean, thumbs up for putting in the effort there. Good job.
Yeah, that whole thing is thumbs down. The guy's got faster internet. He's using AT&T stuff just to be stubborn. He put in a $10,000 ad in the paper. Thumbs down.
He could have made a scholarship for a student to go to school to figure out how to make faster internet for him. So thumbs down.
Yeah, but he probably could have never paid it though, because the wire transfer would have taken too long.
We're gonna get a sound panel. We're get that hooked down. Up for these things.
So you can do that.
Oh, so I could load up all kinds of things. Farts.
There you go.
Air horns. different types of farts.
Well, could you load up a gun that can shoot around corners? Because apparently you can now buy one from Nerf.
Pointing the gun straight up, it ejected a bullet that fired into the air and disturbed an angel's slumber.
Nope.
Well, have any of you guys ever seen the movie, what is it? I can't remember what it's called.
Wanted.
Where they curved the bullet.
Where they curved the bullet, yep.
My favorite James McElroy film.
And
curves the bullet.
Now you can do that for real with the new Nerf blaster that will apparently shoot a ball that will curve as it flies through the air.
So you shoot your little brother from around the corner right in the eyeball. I think it sounds like a bad idea.
No, that sounds perfect. You can say, I don't know where it came from.
How did I shoot him? He was around the corner. There's no way, Mom.
There's no way. Where'd that ball come from? This is pretty cool.
I thought this was pretty neat. Yeah, they're little foam balls, and apparently, so the way it works is, I guess when you shoot it, the barrel puts a pretty tight spin on the ball, and it will cause it to spin in the air, kind of like a golf ball, and will go around corners.
I do just like when I slice it. Just shoot the damn thing already and show me. Just like when I slice it, and my golf ball goes off into the woods.
Yeah, that over also to the might lake. that happens.
He's standing outside.
Into another golfer.
This guy's just reloading it. He's just like, pew, 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 pew. Like, what is your...
Apparently, these balls will shoot at up to 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, you don't want to get hit in the eye with one of those.
Jeez.
That's what she said.
This is like the Nerf gun for slightly older people. No, I like that idea. Does the video actually show him shooting it? Or does he just talk about it?
At minute four and a half.
He doesn't have a super slow motion camera, though, so we don't get to fully appreciate the curvature of the curveball. He's shooting straight at it, though, and it keeps missing, so he's like really impressed.
Well,
he's shooting at a target. Oh, so it keeps missing. Really excited.
Yeah. It's just kind of swooping. It's not actually like...
I think they could figure it out.
Maybe if the corner was like 20 feet in front of you and it happened to swoop around that corner when you shot it.
Yeah.
That'll work. I'm okay with that.
Still pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe you could use
the Nerf ball.
Now you won't hit anything you aim at with a Nerf ball.
You know, maybe it's not for like people to be able to help them lead their shots or something.
There you go.
You know, I give it a thumbs down for this guy's video, because 4.5 minutes to get to shooting the gun, that's way too long.
Yeah, it's a Nerf gun. He should just pick the thing up and said, look at this. This is cool. Watch. Bang, 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 bang. That's all you needed to do. 10 minutes is really all you need.
Yeah, it looks like he talks about a lot of extra crap out of these Nerf guns.
Thumbs up. For controversy.
All right.
You know, one thing you can't use the gun for, though, is to go hunting with, to get some meat, because you don't need to anymore. You can just 3D print it.
I don't understand this.
Why not?
So, is it like 3D is it like meat? What they've been doing with chicken nuggets at McDonald's forever?
Oh, now I understand this.
Pretty much. Yes, a company now apparently is going to start making 3D printed meats from a company called Nova Meat, who apparently is producing plant-based meat alternatives using its 3D printing technology, producing what it calls cultured, #cultured meat. And it's made from a meat fiber matrix that's blended out of water, vegetable fat, and plant protein. So, you know, you can now have a steak any size you want it and in any shape.
So they could they could 3D print live mushroom Velcro.
That's made of thing. Steak. Yeah.
Made of
mushroom steak.
What's that movie with the girl is the weapon?
Fifth Element?
Yeah, the Fifth Element. Did they 3D print her?
Kind of.
Did they eat her though?
I mean, they fancy 3D print her with like the 30th century biometrics version of that shit.
But they, essentially, they 3D printed her, right?
Yeah, from that one bit of arm.
Yeah, and luckily the that arm retained all of her memories.
Well, it was DNA. So
we're learning a lot about muscle memory here.
DNA. DNA.
Indeed.
I gotta wonder how well this thing, how good this tastes. If it tastes like meat,
it tastes
at all.
Terrible.
I can't imagine
it's
that
plant-based
it's gonna be good.
Meat. Give me a break.
I mean, the Impossible Burger I have heard tastes pretty good, but I wonder if that's because you've slathered it with mayo and mustard and pickles and onions and sesame seed buns and all that good stuff, and you have a Coke off to the side and you have some greasy French fries there, so you're like, you know what? No, this tastes like a hamburger.
What's the shelf life of a McDonald's? What's the shelf life of McDonald's French fry? How long?
Indefinitely.
No. How long after you get it is it no longer any good to eat?
Never.
At least 1 year.
No. You could eat it for a very long time because of the amount of preservatives they have in there. But how long is it still tasty?
Yes.
Oh, that's a different question.
At the same taste level of what that normally comes out
still,
of.
How long is it
even
still tasty?
Cold. Even
no.
Cold.
No. Oh, no.
1 year.
Nope.
What do you eat first? If you're in the car and you get food, you eat the fries first, because if they get cold, you might as well just throw them out the window.
I agree with. No, I have to agree with Brian on this one. As soon as they get cold, they're bad. Yep.
They're
they
bad.
Just become like rubber sticks, and the colder they get, the longer you can chew on them. Sticks.
That's disgusting.
You eat the fries, then you eat the burger, then you drink the drink.
I'm with Brian there.
First, Brian, you toast the mallow.
Yeah. Give me one of those. I'm hungry. I mean, the meat on this thing looks pretty cool, but I'm sure.
Give me some more of that meat.
It's plant-based meat.
And I love how they've got a 3D printer and they put an actual pork chop under the printer.
They printed that.
But then you scroll down to the actual 3D printer.
You also get to skip a step because the print nozzle is usually like a fucking shitload of degrees Celsius, so it also cooks what's coming out. So you don't also have to cook it.
It's actually
you're right, Logan.
So it's vegetarian
stuff that they
make
with a 3D printer is disgusting.
I assume they already make vegetarian spam.
I'm sure they do.
Let's see. Google.
I'm pretty sure they would.
Vegetarian spam.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's called
the actual 3D
vegetables.
Printed piece of meat is disgusting.
Beyond meat spam, the vegan spam the world needs.
It looks like spam. Is what it looks like. Yeah.
Vegan spam recipe.
If they said this is 3D printed spam, I would buy that.
Yeah, you know, I just can't imagine that this looks
veggie spam.
This doesn't really look appetizing, nor does it sound like it's gonna be very tasty. So
oh yeah, it sounds gross. I'd try it. Thumbs up.
This is like a little spam sushi brick.
Can I warm it up in my
in your KFC
my gaming
console?
Yeah. Sure. It's not reserved only for KFC chicken.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
I found that same photo just a second ago. I want some of that sushi spam. Sounds good.
Ugh, sushi spam.
Well, with that, I think we're going to go ahead and move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the night. Anybody have a pitch they want to throw out there for Mr. Musk today?
Buy more Bitcoin.
I was hoping that he would be able to figure out how to 3D print a human being.
3D print human beings. All right.
Yeah.
Is this so that we can eat them?
I saw that on the the Fifth Element, and I just want him to be able to 3D print people with
Soylent Green. Now 3D printed.
How hard can it be? They 3D print meat now. Come on.
I'm just trying to figure out why wouldn't you just 3D print the human and then eat them?
why would you?
Why would you ask that question?
Soda made of people? No, that's Soylent Cola.
I give that a thumbs up. Thumbs up for 3D printing people as long as we're not eating them.
Yeah, I'll give it a thumbs up regardless of if you eat them or not. I'll leave that up to you.
Gross.
Personal preference. So gross.
Veggie Spam on the Spam website has zero reviews and probably for a reason. just saying, Spam Company. Spam Co.
I would like Elon Musk to make a roadmap computer. And I call it a roadmap computer because it's a computer that folds up like a roadmap. And it has to weigh 50 pounds.
I like how you set the weight requirement.
I was going to give this a huge pounds. Thumbs down until you told me how much it weighed. Now I'm going to give it two thumbs down. Actually, I like this idea. I'd buy that. That sounds like a really neat invention.
I think that Honey, it's a thumbs down.
Can you search this on the internet? Sure, let me get it out of the glove box.
It's a thumbs down unless it has wheels on the case. Then it's a thumbs up.
Oh, I mean, sure, it can have wheels. Whatever you want to fold into map size. Yeah, I mean.
The wheels on the case go up and down?
Up and down?
Sure, they can go up and down. I don't care what they do.
Up and down.
I mean, it's a thing that's like this big. I don't think it really needs wheels, but I mean, you know how big maps are.
Right? How many monitors is it going to have?
Well, each panel of the fold is a separate monitor. So,
where's the keyboard? How many maps can I view on it?
It's a touchscreen.
It's a foldable 50-pound touchscreen.
Didn't we have a beer cooler a while back that projected an image on the wall?
Yeah.
I mean, but it was a computer, right?
It was a projector with a computer in it, yes.
It was a Bud Light thing.
It was a Bud Light thing.
Yep.
How much? Why would you need this ridiculous laptop when you can have this Bud Light projection computer?
Because you can't drink and drive. It's meant to be a computer for your car. Duh.
Well, I don't know if we ever decided on that. I think that's just something you made up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, it's a computer it's that you pitch. Can put wherever you want. But it's shaped like a roadmap. So.
All right, you know what? You've made enough improvements over the course of this pitch that now I give it a thumbs up. So.
I like anything that has to do with roadmaps. So, thumbs up.
Let's see. How many screens would it have? Well, let's see. It's typically like...
count them in your head.
Folds, four folds by...
Count them to yourself and share.
Count them to yourself.
Probably 50 screens at 4K touchscreen fold up, right?
This is like the Westworld computers, just on a bigger scale, I'm imagining.
Sure. I have a pitch for Elon.
All right.
Okay.
Pitch. I would like him to create a machine that can sit on my desk and can 3D print beer for me. I could also set it to do choice whiskeys or gins, you know, basically any alcohol, not a mixed drink, because, you know, there's artistry in that.
Okay, so with any 3D printing, you still have to put stuff in it so it can print. So what would you put in this 3D printer so that it would
aluminum
print
and
these
hops?
Signature alcohol? Yeah.
Beer.
It would...
Beer.
Hops, barley...
I want it to use oxygen and carbon dioxide that I'm I'm supplying the carbon dioxide. Trees or plants in the office are supplying the oxygen. And
yeah, that's dangerously close.
I envision a keg sitting next to the 3D printer with a hose going to the 3D printer, just printing you a beer whenever you need it.
You know what? Yeah, let's go with that option. It uses beer to 3D print the beer. That's what I want him to invent. If he can invent that, man, he can invent anything.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get pretty close to his carbon capture device, which is, you know, turn my carbon dioxide into beer.
Oh, no, change it back. That sounds better. That sounds environmentally friendly. We can get a whole bunch of people on board with that idea.
Nice.
Yeah, carbon neutral, complete the beer machine that's completely carbon neutral. That's
beer that is carbon neutral. You could probably sell that. Someone might buy
that's
it.
The name of the beer, carbon neutral. What are you drinking tonight? Bud Light, Michelob Ultra. I'm drinking a carbon neutral. Oh man, how many calories is it? It's like a billion calories. Like there's a lot going on there.
But it's carbon neutral.
But it's carbon neutral. So, you know, you're saving the planet.
You may not be saving yourself, but you're saving the planet.
I like it.
Right. It wouldn't be called carbon neutral. It would be called
carbon laxative.
What would it be called?
I don't know.
What would it be called?
It'd be called CN, like C-N.
Fizz bitch.
Wait, no, C-N is a
gun.
Gun.
What compound is C-N?
CN. I don't
China?
Know.
China? China?
Fizz bitch.
Fizz bitch. I don't even know how to pronounce China anymore.
CN carbonic nitrogen.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Is that what it is?
I have no idea. I'm just making
carbonite.
Shit up.
Carbonite.
Carbonite.
Oh, carbonite. Right.
What time I was doing this shoot for a client. It was a bunch of people. They were doing mosquito research. This place.
CN is cyanide.
And I should see it. I show up. So we're filming all the stuff that they're doing with this mosquito research. And so part of the research is dissecting mosquitoes. And they show the way that they do it is they release a mosquito into a little bin with ice.
Dry ice.
Thank you. With dry ice, it makes
knocks
the mosquito fall asleep.
Yep.
They can pick it up, put it on the slide, tack it down, whatever they need to do, and then start dissecting or whatever. And they can look at all the pieces and go, oh, look what I've learned. It has guts and stuff. Neat. We're talking about this over lunch. I'm watching this whole process, learning about the whole thing as I'm filming it because I don't know anything about any of this. And over lunch, then we're talking and I'm asking them more questions, trying to learn about this. So I have all the knowledge in my head to pull the video together. When I was like, so you freeze them with dry ice. Have you tried any other methods? And they're like, well, we did try this and we tried that. And I said, well, have you tried freezing them in carbonite to see what would happen?
And these are all like PhDs.
PhDs. All like an entire room of PhDs. And
they
all just.
Then all they do is play with mosquitoes. So, yeah.
And they look at me and they go, one of them goes, huh, good one. Like that was all that I got out of it. This whole room of people. Not, oh, yeah, I like that movie. Oh, it's a good one. Oh. No, they're just like, huh, good one. No. What we've done is, and they just like went back into all the other things that they have been freezing it with. And I was like, well, I'm bored now. So. I don't know what any of those words are. I would be more interested if it was carbonite or other words I knew.
Something from the world of Star Wars.
So, well, I think for Mr. Musk, I'm going to pitch to him that he should come up with a 3D printer for meat that's real meat, but you can make it into funky shapes.
Ooh.
Oh, I like this.
Dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
You could put any shape you want to in there.
Yeah.
And can you put any type of meat in there you want to? Well,
sure. I mean, sure. As long as it's real.
So like, I could have shrimp in the shape of a steak, or lamb in the shape of a chicken.
Well, no. Yeah. So
you get a dinosaur chicken nuggets.
You get a meat grinder, and then you put the meat in here, and then you grinds down into the thing that then pumps it over to the 3D printer that turns it into whatever you want.
Yep. There you go.
Like so dinosaur shrimp nuggets. I could have snake in the shape of a rabbit.
Of a dinosaur.
Of a snake. You could have snake in the shape of a snake.
Oh.
There you go.
You got a beef in the shape of a dinosaur.
Hey, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is the first time we've ever had 5 for 5 thumbs up on all the pitches. Nice job, everyone. Matt even pitched something tonight.
There you go.
This is incredible.
And with that awesome Indian, I'm going to go ahead and call this council meeting adjourned. We thank everybody for listening. We do record this podcast live Tuesday nights on YouTube. And if you liked what you saw and want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org. You can also search for us on iTunes, your favorite podcatcher. And if you have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at idontcare@councilcast.org or connect with us on Twitter @RealCouncilCast. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.